weekly, if you want to call it that, is as neighbors and family members and friends, and realizing that we have responsibilities to each other, and not just when something bad happens, when just every day happens.
Tuned in to you as much as you are tuned in to us. Fox News updates every half hour on Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Cloudy skies, a few showers possible this morning, then becoming partly sunny in the afternoon with highs in the mid-50s.
And it's 32 degrees outside of the Automated Office System studios at 5:30. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First on Joe Thomas in the Morning.
People and Congregations Engage in Ministry is an organization that provides shelter to the homeless from October to April. For this most recent cold snap, Posham quickly filled up.
We have been full the last two nights already, and it's only early November.
It is an effort to not just service those in need during a cold snap, but to help them find a home.
Our whole continuum of service that's providing wraparound support for our folks, and hopefully with getting them off the streets ultimately.
The Albemarle County School Board took the first step towards building a new high school center that will be big enough to fit 400 students.
The school board is looking to put the center on almost 16 acres of land off of Galaxy Farm Lane, which is near Monticello High School. They voted 6-1 to ask the Board of Supervisors for the land. There were several reasons why they chose the spot. For one, the land is already owned by the county, so more money can go towards the building itself.
That would take a big first chunk out of overcrowding without needing to expand the schools, to add mobile classrooms to the schools. We might actually be able to get those numbers down.
The new center would allow over 100 students from each high school to travel to the center for special classes.
The 2020 Virginia Festival of the Book is coming up in March, and yesterday they announced their headliners, including Jonathan Eig, the author of Ali, A Life, also Vashti Harrison, the author of Little Legends, and Ian Rankin will lead the 2020 Crime Wave Brunch, author of In a House of Lies and many other award-winning crime novels. You can find out more on VABook.com. The rest of the lineup will be announced in January.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Chris Serba.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 32 degrees with the Bloomberg Business Minute, Fox News, and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
This is House Call for Health. At long last, an answer to a mystery you've no doubt wondered about. Why do we hiccup? It's a hiccup in our normal breathing pattern and seems to serve no purpose whatsoever. But British researchers say hiccuping is vitally important for newborn babies and especially for those born prematurely. Scientists at University College London say hiccups seem to be a mechanism for teaching a newborn's brain how to regulate the muscle movements involved in breathing. They figured this out by putting electrodes on the scalps of newborns, and they determined there's a link between the hiccup sound and contractions in the baby's diaphragms. Their research and